In today's Modern Ag Report, we're talking about precision agriculture. It's such a growing field that it's hard to define anymore. But Alltech Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Carl Dawson, says it's built around making agriculture more predictable.
The idea is to put together systems that are reproducible and very predictable so that you take a lot of the variability out of agricultural production. And so that was the direction we were going. What kinds of things can we put together today to make it so that we can actually predict what's going on? A lot of the models that we're trying to build and develop today are based on the idea that we get lots of data in. That data can be processed now with the new computing systems that are out there, and we can use that as a predictor for what's going to happen in the future and adjust management and control systems to take advantage of that.
He says there are several ways to apply the technology.
Right now, probably the biggest area we're working with is in feed evaluation. Typically, we think about feeds and in ingredients and specific components. We talk about fiber, fat levels, protein levels. And so we have some definitions of those things, and they're very broad in that they're not real specific. The kinds of systems that we're using today to evaluate feeds are much more detailed, and they actually allow us to look at the digestion rates and the dynamics, the changes that take place in digestion rates, and use that as a predictor rather than just saying, here's the composition. And that allows us to change the approach we use to feed formulation. We can look at a material and say, well, if we adjusted protein or fat fiber in this one way or another, here is the predicted way that would respond. And we can take advantage of the interactions between nutrients.
We will have more on precision agriculture in upcoming reports. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.